Welcome to the Bethel United Methodist Church in downtown Bethel Church Road. We got the Tallahassee address, but we're not in the city limits, so I don't know how that works. But anyhow, welcome. We're grateful that you're here this morning. I had a wonderful pastor's meeting on Monday down in Perry, Florida, and I met the lady that's going to be putting together our local church revival thing, a very impressive lady. She grew up in the Cedar Key Church, so she's very familiar with small membership churches, and she's looking forward to being with us on March the 15th. Now, we're going to put it on the sign, but I was going to wait until March to do that. But invite people to come. I'll pass out some flyers again next week. I think you're all going back there now. But I think you'll be blessed to be able to come into worship, and they'll be bringing some musicians. Travis will certainly help them, I'm sure. And all we got to do is provide some light refreshments, and the rest of it they're going to take care of. So it'll be a great thing. But I would also like to see other than United Methodist small churches come, and we got a bunch of them around us. Here comes Don and Tracy. We got a bunch of them around us, so I know Mark has been passing out flyers and talking about it for the last month or so. So we got that coming up. The other thing I would like to ask, if you're interested, next Wednesday, the 5th of March, is what we call Ash Wednesday. It's the beginning of Lent. I was thinking about doing something a little different with a Lenten Bible study for 7 weeks, starting Wednesday, March the 5th, probably 6 o'clock, but you can tell me what time you'd like to do it. If you're interested, I'd like to do it.
And yes.
Lent's about fasting, and this is not going to be about fasting, although we'll talk about it. It'll be about feasting, and they entitled the devotion or the material that I have is entitled Around the Table with Jesus. Even give you some good recipes that you can do if you like the Mediterranean style cooking. So we'll look at all that. If you want to do it, I'd love to do it. I just need to know. Over there. Yeah. And also, next week after church, we're going to have a board meeting, budget meeting, and whatever we need to do. We haven't had one for a while, and we appreciate that. So it'll be right after church. You're all welcome to come to be a part of that meeting. We are a representative body, so the people you elect that represent us on the board actually do the voting, but everybody has a voice. So we hope and pray you come to be a part of it. Betty, you got anything to add? Mr. Phil, you got any words of wisdom?
No, I didn't mention for this church revival thing, they encourage people if they want to register for it so they don't know how many are coming. And you can do that from a link on the online service or from the activities page of the website.
Good. Thank you. Yeah, if you haven't been visiting our website, you need to. It's an amazing resource. It really is. Phil even picked up, I'm going to talk a little bit about it in my youth message, the Golden Rule. He even picked up and gave you a little detailed explanation about the Golden Rule. So if you never knew where that came from, you'd be able to pick it up. So, yeah. Oh, good. Tracy's dad's coming.
Good morning.
Welcome. Good to see you. Haven't seen you in a while. You got a good driver there. Okay, let's see. So you want to do a Bible study? Seven weeks worth? Okay. All right. What do you think, Linda?
Yeah, if I can make it, you don't have to leave town.
Yeah, that's all right. And you don't really need to, we can talk about it later. I can get you some of these books, but you You don't really need it if you don't want to do that, but I can get you some, because I'm not going to follow the book 100%. I'm going to glean the main things to keep it a nice little simple 1 hour Bible study. So all you need is your Bible and a notepad. And because if you like Mediterranean eating, I also will give you some recipes. Now this is week two. Moroccan chicken or lamb, potato, spinach curry, red wine, grape juice is the menu. And the recipes in a slow cooker, add boneless chicken, sauteed onions, garlic, paprika, blah, blah, blah. And it's really, you know, so every week you can get a brand new recipe. Mediterranean stuff. No. 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 I've been trying to get Judy to do it, but she said no. So, sounds like my granddaughter. No.